You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand's rise in coal imports has been a major topic of discussion over the past 2 weeks, with last week's announcement informing New Zealand that we are likely to import more coal this year than in any year prior. The government estimates an additional 150,000 tonnes of coal being imported by the shipload, which is 14% more than last year's 1 million tonnes. Last week, my co-host Francis Wright spoke to Forests and Birds Regional Manager for the Top of the South Island, Debs Martin, and this week I spoke with Gavin Evans, who is the Group Editor at Freeman Media, producing Energy News, Inside Resources and Capital Letter. Gavin and I also spoke about New Zealand's coal. He discussed why we haven't moved away from coal as of yet, if it will have any major effects on climate change and global warming, and where New Zealand stands with coal in comparison to other countries around the world. Why have our coal imports been increasing in the past few years?
Yeah, so imports have been going up largely because we've been gradually losing gas supply. A lot of our gas fields are quite a bit older now, and production's been tailing off, and it really started falling quite rapidly after about 2018 at the Pohokura field, which is our biggest gas field. And I mean, just for instance, gas normally accounts for about sort of a fifth of all the energy New Zealand uses. So if gas supply starts falling, that has an impact sort of straight away, and that we have to fill the gap with something, and it's generally coal.
And using coal to fill the gap when gas supply starts falling, will we ever be able to move away from both of these not-so-green energy sources?
We are going to move away from gas, just as we are moving away from coal. It's just that the fall-off from Pohokura has been so sharp, and it's also, this year, it's coincided with a dry period, so we've had a sort of double whammy effect, because normally, if our hydro lakes were low, we would lean on gas a bit more. If the gas isn't there, then we have to lean on coal more. And, you know, coal has a lot more emissions, but it's actually quite good. It's quite a useful backup fuel for these dry years that we have every, you know, 6 or 7 years. Reducing our gas use is still in place, but we're going to be relying on gas for a long time yet. So it's a matter of how we wean ourselves off gas where we can and yet still keep a big enough gas industry for it to be viable. Because that's actually quite tricky to do those two things.
Are there cleaner alternatives to coal or gas that we could be potentially using instead?
Yeah, for some applications there certainly are, and a lot of industries are already moving away from coal. To a lesser extent gas, because gas doesn't have quite the same emissions, so there's a bigger benefit, if you like, from cutting out coal use. So a lot of the food processing firms, the ones who don't have a really high heat requirement like a big dairy plant, they're moving quite quickly now, generally to wood chips and that sort of thing. Some are moving to electricity because we've got heat pumps, big industrial scale heat pumps now, which can, if you only need hot water, you know, you really don't need to burn anything to do that. You can generally get it off an electrical supply. It's not necessarily cheap, but, you know, a lot of firms are doing it.
Yeah, and adding on from that, the energy sector has committed more than $1 billion to renewable projects this year, geothermal and wind sources included. Why can't these energy sources be used instead of coal?
Okay, so that's fine. I mean, geothermal, wind, solar, all those things are really good, and you're right, we're developing a lot more of those quite quickly. But electricity isn't always that good for what we call thermal heat requirements. You know, if you're trying to dry milk, it would be very expensive to try and do it with electricity. You know, it just doesn't work that well. So we tend to use gas on the North Island, and in the South Island, where there's no sort of piped gas line network, we tend to rely on coal. In the future, those big sites will probably be a mix of all kinds of fuels. You'll have low heat requirements met with electricity, sort of medium grade heats will be met with biomass, wood, and some will probably be met with coal. In the North Island, we've already got some dairy plants that run on geothermal heat, which is really quite clever. But you've got to be near a geothermal field to have that option. The other thing with coal is, you know, there are some processes that we just need coal for. You know, if we're going to make steel up at Glenbrook, we need coal. That's just one of the ingredients. If we're going to have a dry year backup supply, maybe coal is a good option for that, because it's also a good backup if we ever have another gas shortage, and we have had those in the past. So, you know, different forms of energy have different roles and can play, you know, have different roles to play in the system. And you probably want a mix, and you probably want that mix to be as low emissions as possible, but you don't want to close off your options too quickly.
Does that mean that coal will still be one of our main sources of generating energy?
Well, it's not really a very big part of our energy system now. You know, if in a wet year at the moment, coal might make sort of 1 or 2% of our electricity, if that. You know, at one stage we were using so little coal for making electricity that it almost became uneconomic to supply it from local mines. That's why we import so much of it for that role. But we are going to, you know, I think we're still going to need it for making steel for a while, and we're probably still going to need it on the South Island for industrial heat for a while. Not in anywhere near the volumes that we do now, but I think it is going to still be in use for a bit. And gas will be around for longer because, you know, gas can fill that role, but with less emissions.
Do you have any concerns about using coal as an energy source regarding global warming and climate change?
Well, I think the thing with global warming and climate change is that it's not so much the fuels you use that you should worry about. You should be focused on emissions. And there's lots of ways of reducing your emissions. I mean, if we use less gas and we use less coal, we'll have fewer emissions without a doubt. But there might be there's some things in New Zealand that, and this is already happening, you know, we could shut our steel mill at Glenbrook, but then we'd have to import the steel anyway. So we wouldn't be burning coal there, you know, to make steel, and it would look good on New Zealand's emissions balance sheet, but we'd be kidding ourselves because the emissions would still be made offshore wherever we were importing our steel from. So we've got to be a bit honest about this process. If we're going to use these products that have, you know, carbon embedded in them, then I tend to think we should take responsibility for them here, you know, where we can actually control them a bit more.
So do you think our current coal usage will have a long-lasting effect on climate change?
The level of coal imports we've got right now, you know, are just bad for emissions. You know, hands down, you can't deny it. It would be more useful if we had better gas supplies, and it would be a lot more useful if the government would come up with a sensible gas policy, because, you know, there's a lot of work underway to fix our gas supplies. There's a lot of money being spent to do that, but that work will only last so long. And, you know, if we don't have proper policy frameworks, we'll stop investing in gas, and then we'll be in exactly the same position again, you know, further down the track. Because, you know, there's no point in having electricity, no point in trying to get people to drive electric cars, you know, and put factories onto electricity if the supplies aren't reliable and if they're monstrously expensive, because that's the price you pay. If you try and do these things too quickly, or you try and, you know, selectively take out some energy forms.
Compared to other countries in the world, is New Zealand's coal usage high or low?
Compared with the rest of the world, our coal use is tiny. Our coal is about, I think it's about 7% of our, what's called our primary energy in New Zealand. In the rest of the world, it's about a quarter of all the energy that gets used. And it's about 35% of all the electricity in the world is actually made with coal. People don't realise how well off we are in New Zealand. And yet we quibble about, you know, these small amounts of coal that get used when we have a dry period or breakdown with the gas sector.
So this amount of coal that's been imported, it's not, that number's not here to stay in terms of future imports or future
Hopefully
usage?
Not. I mean, but it's going to take a couple of years to get the gas supply right again. So I think we will be burning more coal than usual for the next few years. I just hope it's not too much.
That was Group Editor at Freeman Media, Gavin Evans, speaking on New Zealand's energy sources and increase in coal imports.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.